accident that the present, the daylight world, periodically opens, as it were, and gives us this inspiring glimpse of the remoteness of space. One may imagine countless meteors and comets streaming through the solar system, unobserved by those who dwelt under such conditions have just been suggested, or some huge dark body from the outer depths sweeping straight at that little visible universe, and all unsuspected by the inhabitants. One may imagine the scientific people of such a world, calm in their assurance of the permanence of things, incapable almost of conceiving any disturbing cause. One may imagine how an imaginative writer who doubted that permanence would be pooh-poohed. "Cannot we see to the utmost limits of space?" they might argue. "And is it not altogether blue and void?" Then, as the unseen visitor draws near, begin the most extraordinary perturbations. The two known heavenly bodies suddenly fail from their accustomed routine. The moon